UK Ambassador in Washington, Donald Trump Inept, Insecure. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2019. Leaked documents reveal Britain's ambassador to Washington, Sir Kim Darroch, describing President Trump as inept and insecure in a series of memos sent to senior figures at Downing Street during the summer of 2017. The Daily Mail reported Britain's National Security Advisor, Sir Mark Sedwill, requested Darroch record his thoughts on President Trump's leadership and personality style in preparation for a meeting of the National Security Council. The confidential six-page document, marked official sensitive, was reportedly full of unfavorable observations about the president, who had just finished his first 150 days in office. Darroch allegedly criticized the president further, accusing him of radiating insecurity and of filling presidential speeches with false claims and invented statistics. Darroch added that he felt Trump had achieved almost nothing when it came to domestic policy. Of the main campaign promises, he said, not an inch of the wall has been built. The executive orders on travel bans from Muslim countries have been blocked by the state courts. Tax reform and the infrastructure package have been pushed into the middle distance. And the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is on a knife edge. The British diplomat also wanted to warn London that the White House was what he called uniquely dysfunctional. "We don't really believe this administration is going to become substantially more normal. Less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-riven, less diplomatically clumsy and inept," he wrote. Darroch also referenced President Trump's ability to survive controversy by stating he will emerge from the flames, battered but intact, like Schwarzenegger in the final scenes of The Terminator. However, he reportedly told senior London officials not to write him off, referring to the American president. Darroch did acknowledge the historic ties between the United States and the United Kingdom, calling the relationship profound. "The starting point is that this is our single most important bilateral relationship," he wrote. He also stressed the importance of the president being in frequent contact with British Prime Minister, Theresa May. "There is no consistently reliable substitute for the personal phone call from the Prime Minister," he said. "The president respects and likes her. I know they have already talked several times. But in a perfect world, they would be speaking two or three times a month, if not more," Darroch concluded. Darroch then advised Britain's politicians and officials to stroke President Trump's ego as much as possible whenever they were presented with the opportunity. Ambassador Darroch concluded by stating, "Arguably, you get more respect from this president if you stand up to him occasionally, provided the public comments do not come as a surprise and are judicious, calm, and avoid personalizing."